has basically admitted that actual journalists won't be covered at all. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. The idea of a media shield law is flawed from the get-go. Some people think it's a good idea to have a law that expressly states that journalists cannot be compelled to give up their sources to courts or to law enforcement. But of course, members of the U.S. Senate have now used discussion of a media shield law as a way to define who is, and more importantly, who is not, a journalist. Over the course of the past few months, politicians have been saying amateur journalists don't count. Senator Lindsey Graham even explicitly stated he wasn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protections. Senator Dianne Feinstein insisted that real journalists draw salaries from big corporate media companies. Otherwise, she said she could not extend the privilege of being called a journalist to them. When WikiLeaks first became a big deal, those working on the legislation actually worked hard to make sure that WikiLeaks would not be covered. As I said, the shield law argument is flawed from the beginning, but how do we know that the shield law won't protect journalists? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, consider for a moment what New York Senator Chuck Schumer said last week. Schumer discussing the media shield law provisions and how, if it became law, it might affect journalist Glenn Greenwald, who reported on the NSA secret surveillance based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. Quote, "It's probably not enough protections to cover him, but it's better than current law," end quote. Now, that's exactly the problem here. We already have a media shield law in place. It's called the First Amendment. By these senators needing to define protections, what they're actually doing is defining who is not protected. If Glenn Greenwald can be arrested or blocked from reporting on Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, therefore preventing that information from being made public, then true journalism does not exist anymore. Everything else just becomes state-run propaganda. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starr is here with you on the Bob Tuscan Show on RBN. Thanks, one and all, for listening to us and, you know, chiming in on these events. And if you can, please visit RBN, republicbroadcast.org. I'm sorry, I mess it up every time. republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org. Give us a little help if you can. Keep the network going. We're running ads and things, but we're still, you know, we're still struggling to make ends meet. And we want to keep this voice of truth going out, as you know, and you've been listening to the shows here, of course, that we're bringing in the stuff that you just don't get on the mainstream news media with opinions. Sometimes there are things that are said that you may not agree with. That's okay. You may not see it all one way or the other, but there's a lot of truth to the things that you don't like to hear sometimes. And, you know, our last caller presented some of that stuff, and there's some very important details in there. I'm not as enthralled as a lot of people are on the concept of the Jews running everything. I think that there's some very, very dastardly people who accelerate through the ranks of what I would call the Labor Party, the Sabbatean Labor Party types. George Soros is a typical example. Perez of Israel is one of those. You know, Perez went to visit the Franciscans to get a special peace prize that they had made for him in Assisi, of all places. And they gave him this peace prize award. It was kind of their own version of the Nobel, you know. And these were the very same people who helped 25,000 SS men escape after World War II in a thing called Operation Paperclip, all right? Odd that Perez accepts this peace prize from them. I mean, the whole thing is a sham. So, I mean, there's definitely some very, very bad people involved with all this banking cartel all around the world, but it's not necessarily confined to one group, but it certainly does intersect with a lot of them, and we could go into that. So, but, you know, these are the kinds of things we do need to talk about. We need to see because they're very real, and they have caused problems in Europe before. We have seen this. We've been there before. Ominous parallels, friends. And so I think I'm hoping this time around we are more distinguishing about what is really going on in spite of all of the nationalist or ethnic or, you know, rah-rah, our side kind of ethnocentrism that a lot of people seem to want to gravitate towards. Anyhow, I want to get to another call, and let's get to Mike here. I mean, if he's still hanging with us. Mike, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah. Okay. Bob probably needs to get into that Calm magnesium and take some of that, and maybe maybe that'll help.
Maybe he's listening. Yeah.
Yeah. Might work.
If the lime and the coconut doesn't work, yeah, we might be able to try that Calm magnesium. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, he's taking it. You know, apparently he's got some. Hopefully, he's not out of it.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm all right. There was something else I was going to suggest, but I can't remember for his condition. There's a story earlier this week or late last week, I think, on the foreign aid that's going to the Ukraine. Essentially, the U.S. is basically paying Gazprom for the debts that the Ukraine has. So we're funneling money through the Ukraine straight to Russia.
Well, what do you think of Obama meeting down with the Saudi Arabians today as he gets this call from Putin? You know, where is he and what's going on with that arrangement? Is that a part of it? I think so.
Well, I guess you also heard about the foreign aid, military aid that they're giving to Russia, military equipment that's appropriated. Gosh. Did you hear about that one earlier this week?
From the United States, right?
Yeah, United States is funneling surplus military equipment. Now, I think this the story that some congressman that's on his webpage, Bergenstein or Kurgenstein, I can't remember what he says. He says, sounds Jewish, Bo. It's Kurgenstein or Steen, whichever you pronounce it.
Here we go again, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, he's exposing the appropriations for this stuff that was in some spending bill. But it was some kind of a laser training device for targeting drones or something. I can't remember targeting. But you get the impression, the way the description of the device was, that it could probably be back engineered or repurposed into something, that is probably just the part that he discovered. Somebody blew the whistle on that they're sending this foreign aid to Russia. And of course, all through the Cold War, the Soviet Union got wheat from us while we're staring each other down with thousands of nuclear missiles. But
sure, look at IG Farben and companies like that funded by Bush almost all the way through World War II, where we were funding the Nazis, So
Ford, I think, is helping them. IBM, I was just talking about this somebody earlier today. International Business Machines, in 2003, just 11 years ago, had their lawsuit finally thrown out of court where their tabulation machines were used in the work camps to determine the productivity levels of the workers based on how many hours you worked them and how many calories you fed them and all that. They used those hollow punched card tabulation cards back then, tabulation machines in the 30s leading up to, because believe it or not, they really didn't want to kill a lot of those workers. They wanted to use them. And it wasn't just Jews, of course. There was Jehovah's Witnesses, I think, and
Gypsies, yeah.
Gypsies, retarded people, homosexuals, and stuff like that. There were a lot of people killed. There's a book out about it called The Other Victims. But a huge amount of the film footage that you see with bodies being bulldozed into mass graves, that's in the aftermath of World War II, where the supply chains were all interrupted and people starved to death in a lot of those work camps. They weren't.
Yeah, they were the first to starve, yeah.
Well, and
absolutely. A lot of them were political prisoners, as you point out. So while you can look, they're not all wearing Stars of David. Some of them have insignias that represent Poles and Russians or political prisoners.
Yeah, remember Sobibor. There's a movie about it. Rutger Hauer, from Blade Runner, if you know that movie.
Oh, yeah. Rutger
Hauer played a Russian soldier, and he was one of dozens of Russian soldiers that were held at Sobibor. And they all realized that one day the SS was going to some big meeting because they had used the artisans. They kept, people with skills in the camp to work on leather goods and work on jewelry and work on all sorts of stuff because they had the skills. And in the movie they depict ovens, but I've never found that there was ovens there. Sobibor was considered a transfer camp, I think, as were some of the others that are considered, that people say are death camps. So there's a lot of inaccuracy, and that doesn't help the credibility of the story once that gets discovered. The plaque at Auschwitz, of course, was changed twice. Originally I think they said 4 million died there, then it was changed to like 2 million. And now the plaque, I think, says 900,000 were killed at Auschwitz.
Downsizing, yeah. So, yeah, it's very true. I mean, the whole story has been used, but it really was an impetus to create the nation of Israel. And I know a lot of people probably wouldn't like a guy that I'd like to interview, Barry Shamish, but he's written a book on the Sabbateans. He talks about all this. I mean, he was in the IDF. He fought in the Lebanese War in 84. And he was the guy who exposed the Yitzhak Rabin assassination as being an inside job. His information was so correct that it fell into the hands of Bibi Netanyahu when he was running, I believe at that time, for president. And, you know, he used this information to blackmail the Labor Party to get him elected, because they weren't, I mean, the vote wasn't going his way early in the evening. And he said, oh, by tomorrow morning it'll change. And it did. And because he was going to expose what really happened with the inside assassination of Yitzhak Rabin by his own political party, the Labor Party. Okay, so, yeah, we've had, you know, Bob and I have had him on before, but he's written a book on the Sabbateans and what really happened during the Holocaust and how they needed an impetus to create an Israeli state. And to do that, they had to create the idea that there was this mass persecution. That was a big part of it.
I didn't even call on this topic, but we got
on. Hang on for one more segment. We'll be right back, buddy.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr is riding in here with you as giving Bob a little break. And Mike, if you're still with us, I know you had one more comment. I got a bunch of calls coming in. We've got Fred in Iowa, Mark in Oregon, Ed in Kentucky, and Fred in California. It's going to be the night of two Freds again. And, But we wanted to let you finish up your thought there, man.
Well, real quick, the reason I called was the biggest story in 15 years, in my book at least, And a guy by the name of Jim Floyd came to our humble little TV studio in Moorhead for some reason. There was a guy that had a show on shortwave for years called Rick, was called The Voice of Liberty. Rick Tyler, I think, was his on-air name. I don't think that was his real name, but he brought Jim Floyd in, who talked about how, well, they brought in documents from the divorce case where him and his wife, you know, fought over the money, and talked about how the money came from the family that owned the Los Angeles Times, Times Mirror Corporation. I think the Chandler's family, something like that, bought him out of debt, rescued him from a huge debt that he had with Dees Fuller, and gave him the money to go start the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, the FBI this week, apparently, or within the last few days, in response to this shooting that occurred at the Family Research Council, huh? Where the guy came in there with a bag of Chick-fil-A sandwiches and was going to kill a bunch of people and take their picture with Chick-fil-A on the desk in front of them, okay? Because he had read on the Southern Poverty Law Center that this was a harbinger of hate mongers against homosexuality and all this sort of stuff. Now the FBI is apparently abandoning them as a source for their hate crime statistics. So I think that's, you know, rest in peace, Jim Floyd. He died last September, and he fought that social engineering scheme. You know, the biggest, I forget what category they are, the biggest fundraiser they've actually made.
Yeah, they still have a huge amount of money.
Yeah, you know. Huge war chest. I forget what it was that Morse yeah. said he wanted to have, something crazy like a $100 million war chest.
Pretty close to it right now, $68 million, something like that. I don't know.
But anyway, that's a big news story that's not being talked about.
Yeah, I did see a little bit of that. I didn't read as much as I should have on the in-depth that you gave me. But, yeah, thanks a lot for that, Mike.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I better get on some other calls here. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's see if Fred in Iowa is out there. Fred, are you with us, buddy?
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, tell Bobby, correction, tell Dr. Bob Tuscan, blank in Iowa, that I hope he gets the feeling better, and to read that website I sent to him. You know, he can't just do it overnight. Okay.
Steve, all right. Anything else?
I'm not a bloody, bleeding heart liberal. If anything, maybe I'm a Jeffersonian liberal.
Yeah.
I believe that the ADL is subversive to the United States. Okay. What people don't know is we don't get the news from Israel and they don't get the news from the United States. Now, there's a lot of dummies in Israel like there are in the United States. But here's what I want to say. They want to divide us every way that they can. And that's racially, color, class distinction, and everything. And we've got to watch. We've got to be on guard if we're trying to denigrate all Jews in one package. Watch out for that. That's very bad.
Absolutely.
Now, there's some poor Jews, and I mainly the other night, Ashkenazi and Zionists. But, my God, that isn't all Jews, and we've got to be careful of that, because if you denigrate a people and castigate them as animals, then you can kill them and slaughter them. And if we don't watch it, there could be one hell of a Holocaust. But I guess that about covers it.
That's it, Fred. Well, yeah, I was just going to say, this is what happened in Germany. People didn't realize it at that time. They didn't realize that there were Jews who were very dangerous, who were causing a lot of problems, and were actually implementing and inciting all of this. But it wasn't the average working Jew down the street. They didn't figure that out. And
correct.
This is an ominous parallel. That's exactly what's happening here.
Correct. And even the Jews then didn't even know. I mean, there's Jews are that are not aware of what's being done by them, by other Jews, just as is happening here in the United States.
Right, exactly. And there are those that are speaking out against it, and we do appreciate them. And any other thoughts, man? I got to run. I got another couple calls coming in here. Fred? I guess he's gone. Hey, let's see if we can raise Mark in Oregon. I know Mark's usually got some good things to say if he's there. Mark, did you hang on long enough to stay on the show?
I sure did, Steve. I listened to you. You're the show. If the call takes an hour or two, you know, to actually get on the line with you, you know, that's fine. You're doing an outstanding job here, and I appreciate
thank you, sir.
Yes, well,
we're trying to cover for Bob's ailing stomach tonight. We had a little fun with that. But how are you doing, man? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking, Steve. I hope you and yours are all well. And
so far, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doing as well as I can, you know, with the realization that I have. I listen to a lot of information. You know, I look at the top of things, which is actually, in my view, you know, in my faith, and I think you feel the same way or have the same perspective, and that is the biblical view, the scriptural view. And below that, of course, you have Satan, and he's working his plan out in this world for the objective of trying not to burn in the lake of fire for eternity, which would be a much less desirable outcome for him, but actually to achieve rulership of Earth, because that's what he's down to now. He's just looking to have some alternative to the eternal lake of fire, and the very best alternative is what he's going for on a secondary basis. But he's running scared, and he knows who he's up against, the very one that created him. So in his plan around what's happened in recent weeks, a month ago or so, I guess, in Russia, I find that in the discussion, it more gravitates, not totally, but it more gravitates toward, and not just yourself, but just the newspaper reports, the news reports, whether it be alternative news or the mass media, kleptocratic news, that you really, I think we benefit more if we look at what part this plays in the overall implementation of the global agenda into a one-world economy, one-world religion, and a one-world political system with a one-world ruler known as the Antichrist. And I think we're so close to having the Antichrist as a reality easily within our lifetime, and so much right next to, in a time frame of months to a year, but more likely months from all of what I've heard said in the Obama administration, including by Obama, as well as Kerry more recently, that, and I've touched on this before with you, that there would be a Middle East peace treaty in his administration. And he said that, and Kerry said more recently that Middle East peace treaty would be a done thing sometime by June or in June. I think he said by June of this year. And looking at the political social situation with the Palestinian state, the corrupt, highly corrupt political leadership of Israel, what we really have here is a matchup to, if I could finish on the other side, I will, Steve.
Yeah, hang in there, man. We'll come back to it after these messages, friends. Stay tuned. Bob Tuscan Show will continue.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr's filling in for Bob tonight, and we're going to get back with Mark and let him finish up his comments, and then I got Ed and Fred coming up, and man, we got a lot of calls tonight. But Mark, yeah, you wanted to finish up with something. If you're still there, let's go ahead and hear you out.
Yeah, Steve. So you have this peace treaty imminent here from all appearances, all indications. And given the situation in Israel, as I mentioned, where there's a lot of tension over there between countries and Israel, between various countries, it's going to require a global or a regional peace treaty. And I think it would be safe to say that this would be, as mentioned by one of the Old Testament prophets, and I don't have the book, chapter, or verse here, but I've certainly heard it quoted many times, that this is called the treaty with hell. And in another part of the Old Testament of the Bible, it speaks of the Antichrist, and there are several details in the Old Testament about the Antichrist which are key so that we would recognize him when he came up in this time, in our time, that he would be the basic implementer or the imprimatur signer whose signature is necessary for the treaty to actually go into effect in our reality.
Uh-huh. He shall confirm the covenant.
He shall confirm the covenant. Now,
that's right.
Considering that Barack Obama has that scroll of Bush that I've mentioned to you before, that scroll of Bush was given to him by the Sanhedrin, who Jesus also called to their face the Jews that are not Jews, okay, the sons of hell. And for those that are confused, although they may not think they're confused, about actual Torah Jews who believe in the Almighty Word of God, Deuteronomy and the other, I think it's three books of Moses, which comprise the Torah.
Well, five, and, actually, but the Pentateuch.
Right, and don't blaspheme Jesus Christ personally, such as the Koran has done in places, I understand, as well as the Zohar and the Talmud of the Sabbatean Jews, which are Luciferian doctrines. They believe on Lucifer as God, just as the Rothschilds do, and there's not another hand except the Vatican that has more power in this world on a human level than the Rothschilds. By the way, Hitler's mother was a descendant of the Rothschild clan, and she was Jewish. Okay, but whether it would be blood Jew or claiming to be Jewish, I have to go back and trace the individual bloodline.
Though she raised Hitler a Catholic, he almost became a priest at one point. He referred to Heinrich Himmler as our very own Ignatius Loyola, which was interesting. You know, I've got
so but when you have the actual imminence of this peace treaty being signed, this be the one that is mentioned in the Bible, then what you have is the beginning, basically, of the seven-year period of tribulation that Revelation describes so well. And you have the imminent coming onto the stage of world affairs of the Antichrist about halfway through this 7.5 year period. It may be 3/4 of the way through. I'm not quite sure of that yet. In my research, I just haven't researched it enough myself. But being as Obama has the imprimatur signing position given to him by the scroll of Bush, which is passed from one U.S. president to the next U.S. president, he inherited it from George Bush, who was the first to receive it, George W. Bush Jr. Okay. That we could extrapolate or calculate by biblical prophecy that, at least at this point, it looks like Obama would be the Antichrist.
Well, I know for one thing for sure, he is the anti-president, and I think you can learn a lot from that, because here he has instituted his position over, he superimposed himself over the existing structure. And he is not fulfilling the obligations or responsibilities or the oath that he swore before God to do in defending the Constitution, protecting it from all enemies, foreign and domestic, of course. He's done just the opposite. So he is the anti-president. There's no question about that. Well, I better run here, but I got some more calls back.
And
I appreciate the comments. Thanks, Mark. Okay. All right. Well, we're we got a lot of people out there, a lot of good friends. Let's see if we can get to Ed in Kentucky. Ed, I think you're up next. Still there?
How you doing, Brother Steve?
Hey, good, Ed. How you doing, bro?
All right. Long time no talk. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. It's probably all the talk on our end, and you're listening, so that's cool.
I'm always listening, babe. Always listening.
All right, buddy. What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Okay, real quick. People of the Republic of the United States of America, I am a sworn oath keeper. I'm a veteran of the United States Army, disabled, proud to serve, 7th generation.
Right on.
Now, here's the deal. This is how arrogant Rothschild family is. Read their books. They tell you everything. The Rothschilds, Rockefellers, they all tell Bushes, they all tell you what they're going to do. They have to by law, by their own rules, they have to tell you. Didn't say how they have to tell you, but they have to tell you. Two, the assassination of Lincoln, Kennedy, the sinking of the Titanic, that was all done by Rothschilds.
I believe that.
And they don't care.
Yeah, I believe that. Mm-hmm. They also killed Bobby, and they also killed John Jr. I mean, the same network anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. You have a Kennedy in the office now, and I know his family is turning in their freaking graves.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, and here's the other thing, people. Oh, by the way, the first five books of the Old Testament is the Torah.
Yeah, that's right.
I truly believe in Yahweh and his word. I always have. I've been saved for over 30 years. And he's the only one I fear. Man can, and if you want to know Satan's weakness, read the book of Job. That gives you his Achilles heel. Satan has to go before the throne of my father Yahweh to do anything to me. Because I was born 4.5 months premature, 2 inches long, and 1.5 pounds. And I'm now 54.5 years old.
All right. Yeah.
Okay? Now, here's the deal, people. You want your freedom? You're going to have to work for it. Simple. And how many times have I told you on this show, Steve, on your show alone? Every representative, whether it be state or federal, have a local office in the state that they represent. They have phone numbers. Blow that phone off the hook, especially the ones up in District of Criminals. Because, see, when people start blowing up that phone, that switchboard, that starts an earthquake. That's worse than an EMP. They'd rather wish an EMP would strike other than these phone calls. Because why? That rattles. And that also rattles when people show up at their local offices demanding answers. They'll tell you if you show up individually, oh, you know, he's not here, she's not here. But when a mob shows up, trust me, that person is contacted immediately. And you know what they're told? I got a mob out here, and they're pissed. And that gets them shaken. Now,
right.
Here's the deal. I was in Dachau when I was, I went to Dachau when I was stationed in Germany.
Okay.
It's a hideous sight to know what sick individuals would do to each other.
Yeah.
It's sick. Okay. I live in Covington, Kentucky, right across from Cincinnati. We also have the Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Right.
And to walk in there and to look how these people were treated. And I'm not being racist, Steve, because my late wife was black Italian. I loved her to death. She passed away 16 years ago. You know, if you ever heard a lot of black people, some black people say, oh, yeah, I'd like to go to Africa, you know? Why would you want to go back to the place that enslaved you anyway, that sold you into slavery? If you want to fight, don't blame the man for your troubles, baby. You want to go back to Africa, that's where you begin. And all these praise and glory of Mandela, you better look at his history. Him and his ex-wife were terrorists.
Yep, they killed a lot of black people, too.
By the Russians. They were terrorizing and killing their own people. So don't sing and praise the glory of a man who murdered your own people.
Nelson Mandela was not one of my favorite people, that's for certain. Yep, I hear you, buddy. Well, I got to run. I got Fred left here. I appreciate your service, and especially joining up and belonging to the Oath Keepers, Ed. Stay in touch with us, and let's hear from you again, okay? Have a good weekend. All right. The show will continue right after this.
The Bob Justin Show.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science
Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Final segment of this hour, and I think we got time for one more call. Let's see if we can raise Fred in California. Fred, are you still there, buddy? Thanks for hanging in there. If you're still around, are you on?
I think I'm still here, Steve.
All right, Fred, good.
How you doing, man?
All right, pretty good. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. I just want to wish my best to Sir Robert Tuscan. And I want to ask a favor to all your listeners that when we go into the next break, just take a moment and wish a prayer or thought for Bob to get well. I think a group effort makes a big difference. So, but anyway, what I wanted to cover was some of the strange things here. there are a number of Freds out there that do call. Fred from Michigan's pretty good. Fred from Iowa, Fred from Utah. Now,
yeah,
Fred from,
these are all good Freds. I mean, that, we can't.
Yeah.
Maybe, it'd be hard if you were the only good one, right? Yeah.
We'll
get them all mixed up. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Brought up a really good point is, you know, you can't group a culture, a religion into all one group. I'm not Jewish, but to use all Jews as being in the same group for the faults of what's going on is a very nasty road to go down. And it's just a group of Jews. As a matter of fact, you'll find that in World War II that there were a number of Jews that were complicit in sending other Jews to the extermination camps.
That's right.
Also,
George Soros.
IBM,
George Soros. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But IBM sent some of their equipment over to Germany in order to handle all this challenge that the Germans had in you know, eradicating all these gypsies and Jewish and people that were against them. Also, one interesting thought, too, if you ever get to Hawaii, when you go to the Arizona Museum there, monument, go to the USS Missouri. One of the most famous photos taken in World War II is of a Japanese kamikaze that hit the right midsection of the Missouri. It's the dent in the deck and upper hull is still there. Now, the pilot ended up over the 5-inch gun. And what was so ironic about the whole thing was is that when they picked up the landing gear with the tire on it, guess what was written on the tire? It was Firestone.
Firestone.
So, yeah, it gets it's really crazy. I think Mark was talking about U.S. sending equipment to Russia, but I think what goes on that we don't know about would astonish a lot of people. But anyway, that's all I got to say. And but if everybody out there, we go into this break, just give a good thought to Sir Robert Tuscan to get better. So thanks for taking my call, Steve.
All right, Fred, we appreciate it. We will,
Okay.
That's what you have to say, because that that group vibe, prayer, if you like, whatever you send out towards people, we want Bob to get better. He's got to put the lime in the coconut. Hope he'll feel better. Hey, let's see. You know, the other Fred called back, and if Fred is still there, he has another comment for the last part of the show here. Let's see if we can raise him back up again.
Yeah,
Fred, are you
Stephen, pardon the second call.
All right, no problem.
Frederick. It means peaceable ruler in the Bible, or the definition, the biblical definition. Stephen, I'm saying Stephen. If you look up your name, it's got to be something great. But I know you're a savvy guy, and I'm a slow talker. But take chapter 13 in Revelation and verses 11 through 16, and write us. Now, I don't want to talk in code and be cryptic, but people don't know who the second beast in Revelation is. I know who the first beast is, but few people know that, and they don't know who the second beast in Revelation is. That gives his power unto the first beast.
Right.
But anyhow, Steve, I know you're a sharp guy. Study it.
Who's your take on the second beast, though, Fred? You know, I'm very interested in that. Very interested, by the way.
I'll tell you who it is. And this is going to jar people.
Okay.
I'm going to read verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth.
Yeah, second beast.
And he had two horns, mm-hmm, like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. The second beast in Revelation, and this is going to jar the hell out of a lot of people, is the United States. Not the people, but the government. Because we will have total world control, and then we give power unto the first beast. And I could go further, but you know, this is probably going to jar people, and you know where I'm coming from, because I heard you mention it now on the air. and there's flaws in our bunch because it's being corrupted from the top. Using that Russian proverb, a fish rots from the head down. But we are the most savvy people about the Bible, not all of us. But I know, Steve, and, you know, keep working on it, and tell Bob to keep studying and reading, and they'll understand. And have a good evening.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's what we got to do. You know, I want to throw something out there just for a moment. I think a lot of you have heard about the Gog Magog invasion in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Of course, this follows the chapters about the dry bones, the restoration, or the rebirth of Israel, if you like. Now, you got to remember one thing about that army. It's a dead army. It's like a lot of skeletons and zombies. I mean, you know, these are just dead bones with swords in their hands. You know, I mean, not a good sight, really. I think that's, if you want to give any justification at all right now to what's going on over in Israel, you have to look at it as dead. I mean, this is a very dangerous, deadly group of guys with swords in their hands and are causing a lot of trouble. Now, most of the people who live there have no idea what they've been roped into. And I know a few of them that have come out and lived there for a while, and they'll tell you it's the compromised land. It's not the promised land. And the way this thing has been engineered has been a disaster. But there is an interesting scripture that relates to Iran, Russia, East Germany, or Ukraine, which we'd call it that at this point, and along with Libya and Ethiopia and Turkey forming an alliance to attack Israel. But I don't think this is happening right away. I still think this is a little distance off because it says that Israel will be at peace at that time. They're certainly not right now. So I don't think that this prophecy is coming anytime soon, or at least in the next, you know, what, 12 to 24 months, and things may change drastically in that time, who knows. But it's very interesting, if you look in Joel chapter 2, when it talks about the final great revival, when the Spirit of God is poured out on all flesh as the end times, it does talk about the northern army being removed, and his stink shall come up. If you recall the parts about the rotting bodies of the Valley of Haman, the Haman-Gog Valley, which is not the Valley of Armageddon, by the way, friends, but it's a valley just a little bit north of the Sea of Galilee in that area. It's very close. This prophecy refers to something happening. This, I think they correlate the Ezekiel 38 and 39 and the Gog-Magog invasion correlates with the second chapter of Joel. Look at it in the first few verses before the Great Revival. So we may be on the cusp of seeing that. Now, you saw what happened with Turkey with the false flag event. They're having a lot of trouble holding that government together and holding Turkey in the NATO alliance. And I think things are going to continue to go sour in Turkey in the next few months. Watch this closely. Turkey is very slowly shifting towards an alliance with Russia, Ukraine, and the Eastern Bloc nations. Well, they're really not the Soviet Union anymore, but we're talking about this Gog-Magog invasion. So I think that may be the big event that happens before the apocalypse. You're going to see this come, I believe, first. That's my guess. I'm not absolutely perfect about all these things, but I'm showing you that it does fit into the perspective of what's happening here. And as Mr. Obama continues to provoke troubles and problems all over that area and that region, it's hastening the situation. I don't think Israel's posture towards Iran is very helpful at all. But, I mean, this is where things are going. And as it's been said, you know, friends, a lot of these elites control these things in order to keep us confused, creating a nationalistic war in which they plummet everything and take over and keep us subjected. Well, you heard a lot about a lot of things tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Well, the show will be back after the hour. I want to tell you all, one and all, thanks for being with us here. Stay tuned to RBN, and after the break, it will continue.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial